Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
FBI Director Kash Patel continues to be in over his head during every single tentpole moment that requires him to be there, with clarity and sharp. He's always looking around wide-eyed like he is terrified of what is happening next, and he knows that he's in over his head. Less than 24 hours after two National Guard members were tragically shot in the head in Washington, D.C., both still in critical condition, by the way, it is a miracle, and we are hoping that they pull through on this Thanksgiving, but less than 24 hours after that happened, the clown posse from the Trump administration wastes no time trying to capitalize on this to reinforce their authoritarian position that we need more National Guard troops. These National Guard members should be home on Thanksgiving with their families, enjoying a nice warm meal. Instead, the National Guard members from West Virginia have been mobilized into D.C. The National Guard members from Texas were mobilized into Chicago for a while there. There's still some left over. National Guard members are being mobilized into each other's states for Donald Trump's weird, sick, twisted game as if they're pawns and not American citizens. So, less than 24 hours after this shooting happens, there is a press conference held in Washington with Keystone Kash Patel, Crazy Kash Patel, Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. District Attorney, and then we have Muriel Bowser, who actually does have quite a good message. She's the only one that comes out there and says, honestly, these young people should be home with their families in West Virginia, which I very much so agree with. So let's run through this entire press conference. Let's talk about some key moments that happened. I just want to point out, as this was all going down last night, Kash Patel was tweeting things out and saying things that were incongruent with where his FBI investigation was. The suspect was in the hospital, in custody, shot in the hospital. And Kash Patel was saying that the FBI is going to expend as many resources as necessary to find them. It's like, wait a minute, you're expending resources trying to find somebody who was already in the hospital. This guy is always five steps behind, and his girlfriend's always on the government jets that he's supposed to be flying to these places, I guess. We'll talk about this all later. But Jeanine Pirro comes out and immediately undermines her own administration's position. She rants about people coming into this country unvetted and says, this is what happens when people in this country are not properly vetted. But as we'll find out throughout the video, this person was approved for asylum under the Trump administration in April, just a few months back. In April, under the Trump admin, they vetted this person, and they said that this person is fine. So listen to this.
Now, Sarah and Andrew volunteered. They came here to protect the people of the district. Pursuant to a crime emergency that President Trump rightly declared in this city and in other cities across the country, our nation's capital should not and must not be a place where evil comes to commit violence, whatever their cause or motive may be. We should not have to live in fear in the nation's capital, especially by one who came here from a foreign country. Through a process that was so absurd that he came through and released into this country, as many were, knowing virtually nothing about his vetting. This is what happens in this country when people are allowed in who are not properly vetted.
Well, as they pointed out last night on CNN, Trump's own administration approved the National Guard shooting suspect's asylum. So this happened after the Afghanistan pullout. About 150,000 people who were in Afghanistan were helping the U.S. military were left there and would have been killed. So a program that was bipartisan, both Democrats and Republicans agreed, most of them said, listen, we should allow these people to apply for asylum in the United States for their work. Now, under the Trump administration, back in April of 2025, this year, they approved his asylum. They said, this guy is fine. Take a listen to this segment.
What we know is that he comes here from Afghanistan. Now, this is a guy who's been living in Washington State, not Washington, D.C., on the other end of the country. He comes here from Afghanistan in the summer of 2021. Remember what that was like? Refugees fleeing Afghanistan, people had to be recommended by U.S. people on one end, vetted on this end by government background checks as far as they could do in Afghanistan, have sponsors and so on. He settled in Washington. He applies for asylum in December of 2024. Now he goes through another vetting process involving that, and he's approved for asylum in April of this year under the Trump administration. He comes in under the Biden administration. These checks are being done. I remember as a part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force in New York, where we supplied people for that vetting process, it was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of people. They were being kept in military installations.
So 2025 is when this happened. And can I just clarify a few things? I find this to be an absolute tragedy, and I don't want to play the blame game of who let this guy in. How did this guy get in the country? It shouldn't be a political blame game, but that is what Jeanine Pirro is turning it into. That is what Republicans immediately turned it into. I mean, hell, Kash Patel's own girlfriend, this singer, this pop star, right? Kash Patel's own girlfriend immediately posted about how this is because of Democrats calling for people to disobey illegal orders. She was trying to blame it on Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin. Like, Alyssa Slotkin is out there radicalizing people being just a moderate Democrat. Republicans immediately played the blame game. That's the reason I have to speak about the facts, so there is at least some sort of narrative with the truth out there, some sort of truthful narrative. So if you appreciate the facts, make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. My dogs are clearly a bit excited in the background. They want you to subscribe on this beautiful Thanksgiving day. Very grateful for all of you, my beautiful, intelligent audience. Let's keep fighting for democracy. In this next clip, Jeanine Pirro uses apocalyptic rhetoric that makes it seem like the National Guard being in D.C. is the last beacon that is saving Western civilization. She says, "These guardsmen and all who are here to protect the district are the line that separates a civilized society from a barbaric one." Here's the thing. I really am grateful for the National Guard, of course, and I'm grateful for all armed service members. I'm grateful for the military, of course, but the idea that the National Guard is what's keeping D.C. civilized, that almost implies that D.C. wasn't civilized before 4 months ago when Trump randomly mobilized the National Guard. Was D.C. not civilized a year ago or any time before that? Bit of apocalyptic rhetoric being used there, likely to lay the groundwork for more National Guard members being deployed as Trump announced.
"These guardsmen and all who are here to protect the district are the line that separates a civilized society from a barbaric one. They are the ones who stand for law and order. This was not just an attack. It was a direct challenge to law and order in our nation's capital. And the individual will be made fully accountable. And though it seems that we have been here before under President Trump, make no mistake, and the Attorney General, we will not allow this to be normalized. It will be confronted, condemned, and prosecuted to the full extent of the law."
Okay, she stumbled on some normal lines there. Yeah, this person should absolutely be prosecuted. This should not be normalized. This is absolutely awful. But she still uses this apocalyptic rhetoric about this being the last line. And then Mayor Bowser comes out with a really strong message, actually kind of counters what they're saying beforehand and says, "These young people should be at home in West Virginia with their families."
"Everyone has reported here, somebody drove across the country, came to Washington, D.C. to attack America. And that person will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. These young people should be at home in West Virginia with their families."
Absolutely. Someone commented, "These young people should be home rather than becoming martyrs simply for Trump's desire to stay in power," which is true. Then Jeanine Pirro gets asked about this, and she's like, "I don't even want to talk about whether or not they should have been here in the first place," which it's a reasonable conversation to have. Why is the National Guard perpetually mobilized in D.C.? Is this just always going to happen? Like, what is the solve? What is the real foundational solve for the crime? Let's say that the National Guard does temporarily suppress people going outside, therefore suppresses small crime. But what happens in a year when the National Guard leaves? You need some long-term fix. You can't just always have armored people out there.
"There are people who are also upset with the president believing that the National Guard members should not even have been there if it were not for the executive order.
I don't even want to talk about whether they should have been there. We ought to kiss the ground and thank God that the president said it's time to bring in more law enforcement to make sure that a city that had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country was that.
There are people who are also upset with the president believing that the National Guard members should not even have been there if it were not for the executive order.
I don't even want to talk about whether they should have been there. We ought to kiss the ground and thank God that the president said it's time to bring in more law enforcement to make sure that a city that had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country was that violence was quelled.
Jesus, she just snaps. I don't even want to have a rational conversation about whether any of this could have been prevented. I don't even want to have a rational conversation about the root reason why the National Guard is mobilized throughout the city. I just want to act like they are the last. Like, listen to this. She says earlier that this is the last line that separates a civilized and barbaric society.
These guardsmen and all who are here to protect the district are the line that separates a civilized society.
But then when she's asked, why are the guardsmen there? She snaps and says, I don't even want to talk about whether or not they should be here. If you're saying these are the line between a civilized and barbaric society, you should have a reason for that, right? Cash Patel is then asked, can you clarify the timeline of when the suspect was granted asylum? And he immediately throws Kristi Noem under the bus. I find this to be hilarious because remember, I'm not going to play the video again, but the Afghan man alleged to have shot two National Guardsmen near the White House had his asylum approved by the White House earlier this year by the Trump administration. And again, this is not some blame game where we're throwing it back. Who is it, Biden or Trump's fault? Clearly, this is a tragedy that should have been prevented. But when Cash Patel gets asked this, he immediately throws Kristi Noem under the bus. They don't want to answer this one question.
And Secretary Kristi Noem has put out details specifically related to your other questions, so I'll let that speak for themselves.
If you could just clarify that timeline.
Yes, I believe Kristi Noem put that out, and that's a DHS matter, and I'll refer to them.
Bro, I was like, I'm not here to answer any actual questions. I'm just going to throw it over to Kristi Noem. He just answered two questions in a row by saying Kristi Noem probably has the answer. Then why are you here, bro? Why are you here? You just put on the FBI jacket because you like it? That's what I'm starting to think at this point. Either way, this is obviously a huge tragedy, and the investigation needs to continue. This man needs to be held accountable. Republicans immediately turned it into this blame game. You could see the narrative shift in real time. The first narrative was, I wonder if Senator Mark Kelly caused this by making his video. It's going to be some radical liberal who is trying to say, I'm defying illegal orders. And then when that was blown up, that's not a real narrative, they immediately said, this is Biden's fault. This guy was vetted by the Biden administration. Don't let them get away with that narrative because he was just recently vetted by the Trump administration and approved by the Trump administration. Things like this should be prevented. We can talk about access to weapons. We can talk about vetting people at the border, but the Trump administration is not having any of these serious conversations. They have Cash Patel coming out here, and they're just trying to find more reasons to mobilize the National Guard further. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.